A reading from Matthew 7:24-27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
I love this because it's so the imagery, the metaphor, the figurative language here is so concrete, and it reminds me that in terms of the way our lives develop, the question is, what foundations do we set up, or do we have any? And I know in my own particular life, there was a time when my foundation, my only foundation, was the strength of myself as a person, my individuality, my self-reliance, I think is the word that I think became sort of a religion in America. Yeah. And it was certainly one for me.
Well, and here Jesus comes back to one of the most simple ways given to us to create a foundation is to be rooted in the Word of God. And it's not just hearing the Word of God, but being people that put it into practice and watching it, how it shapes your life. And it's interesting because in contemporary society, we have a lot of confidence in our education, things that people have taught us. We have a lot of confidence in our own thoughts even. It's amazing to me how many people stand in critique of the Word of God, as if their opinion and insight is so much better than what's been established centuries ago and has been foundation for so many people. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you a simpler way. Here is life wisdom that you can really build on. And when you look over history, people who have had the strongest foundations right up to the time of their death are people that have been deeply rooted in the Word of God.
When I was began my daily engagement with Scripture, I happened upon Proverbs, and I made Proverbs part of my daily reading program, no matter what else I was reading. I read in Proverbs throughout the entire book throughout the year. I also love in the Apocrypha, I love some of the wisdom books in the Apocrypha because they dovetail very nicely with Proverbs. But the reason I bring this up is that it was in Proverbs that it occurred to me that the truth that was being taught there was 3,000 years old. And it was as true to me in my life today as it was true when it was written. And it impressed me because we oftentimes think of ancient history as 100 years ago. And of course, we've been spoiled because technology has accelerated our sense that we're being propelled forward and everything is brand new. And that, of course, all of our commercialism is based on that. But here was something that actually was true 3,000 years ago. And it just woke me up, well, maybe to the fact that maybe it's all true here. And this is where I need to go to discover more about God than I knew at the time.
And about life. And as you're speaking just now, I was immediately taken to the wisdom literature of Ecclesiastes, and the great preacher said, there is nothing new under the sun. And to the writing of books, there is no end. But when you really come to realize the deep wisdom of fearing God and knowing Him and aligning your life to Him, there is a foundation, a rock, that will allow the house of your life to always stand strong.
And as you were, even before you said the word foundation, that was the word that was in my mind. To have a solid, firm foundation that is never new, is always there, what a blessing.
Sure is.